Dream Lover, Mariah Carey, ABC Radio Queensland, Loretta Ryan with you. You know, there's been an unusual case in the Brisbane Supreme Court where the court has accepted a draft text message as an official will. The court heard a 55-year-old man took his own life in October 2016 after first writing a text message to his brother, indicating that his brother and nephew should take hold of his possessions instead of his wife and son. Now, an excerpt from the message read that the brother and nephew keep all that he has, house and superannuation, put my ashes in the back garden, it said. The wife will take her stuff only. She's okay. Gone back to her ex again. I'm beaten. And the text read, a bit of cash behind the TV and a bit in the bank. He left his cash card pin then and he signed it my will. So does this set a new precedent for what is acceptable as a will in Queensland? Christine Smythe is the president of the Queensland Law Society and this is her area of expertise. Hello, Christine.
Oh, good afternoon and good afternoon, listeners.
Is this legal, what this man's done?
The answer is obviously yes, because the court has determined that his text message does constitute a will. However, and there's always a however with law, isn't there?
Yes.
that's the devil in the detail. It's not a valid will unless and until a court deems it to be so. And the difficulty here with these types of matters is that they're written in difficult circumstances. This one was written in circumstance where this man unfortunately took his own life. So what happened with the law in this area was up until about 2006, there was a strict compliance legislative regime. And the strict compliance legislative regime says that you had to tick all of these boxes in order for a will to be held valid. If you didn't tick every single box, regardless of how close you came, then the will was not going to be deemed to be valid. And those boxes include, you have to make, it has to be in writing, it has to be on paper, it has to be executed or signed by the testator, and it has to be witnessed in the presence of the witnesses. The witnesses have to be in your presence when they're witnessing it. And it had to make, of course, testamentary dispositions. Now, if one of those little elements was missing, regardless of how close, so say, for example, you had one witness and not two, it wasn't considered to be a valid and binding will. Now, the legislature, the government saw that this was creating some injustices for people, and there's an overriding philosophy that we shouldn't die intestate. As it stands, about 40% of Australians are estimated not to have a valid and binding will.
Gee.
Now, in Queensland, we introduced a provision in at about 2006, the objective of it is to deal with circumstances where these matters occur. Now, I strongly recommend anybody not relying on this type of process in order for their will to be valid. And the reason for that is this, is that this type of matter required a contested Supreme Court trial.
Yep.
It's extraordinarily expensive. It's extraordinarily stressful on the families and the relatives. And the greatest assets you ever leave behind are the relationships that you build over the course of your lifetime. And if you don't do this properly, you place at risk those relationships. Now, you won't be around to see the devastation, but everyone else will be.
Yeah. I mean, is this also a case of the law having to keep up with technology? I mean, this is a text message, although it was a draft. It was in the drafts folder.
Yes.
So,
yes. You're quite right. It's a case of old world law meets new world order. The requirements under the Succession Act for a valid will to be held valid is it has to be in writing and on paper, and there's an emphasis there. Now, if you don't comply with the strict aspects and the Section 10 of the legislation, but you come close and you go over to Section 18, which is what this particular application was made under. And so it requires an entirely different set of circumstances to to be satisfied for a court to find that it's a will. Mm. So if you tick all your boxes under Section 10, the formal will provision, then it will slip through probate relatively without too much drama.
Yeah.
You still have to go through a legal process, but this process requires you to establish so many things, and as you read through the judgment, you can see the difficulty. Now, with respect to the fact that it's a text message, first of all, it's an electronic message. So you can't make electronic wills at the moment formally, but this was an electronic message, and that's an exception under this provision. The key aspect to this text message was that the fact was that it was unsent. So the wife was arguing. So the test for this type of thing is, has the person filled out this document with the intention that it be their last will and nothing more is to be done?
Mm.
The phrase is without anything more. So the wife was arguing the fact that he hadn't sent the text message meant that it failed to meet that test of something more.
Right.
And that is, it had to be sent. The other side were arguing that it wasn't sent because he didn't want them to alert people to the fact that he was about to commit suicide.
Yes, yeah, of course.
And the court had to weigh up those two competing submissions. And there's validity in both of those submissions. Ultimately, the court found that it was intended to be his last will and testament and that he didn't intend for anything more to be done for that to take effect. And one of the things that the court looked towards in coming to that conclusion was that the mobile phone was with him at the time he passed away.
Right, okay, because you sort of think all the questions, you know, get thrown up. How can they prove that he actually wrote the draft and all those things? But obviously the court decided there was enough evidence there that it was his.
Well, what happened there was they got an expert, a technical expert with respect to the phone. So as you can see, as you delve into the matter, you can see there was reference to copious amounts of affidavit material, having to get technical IT experts to analyse the telephone and evidence from surrounding parties. Because the other aspect to this matter is where you've got a formal will, one that ticks all the boxes, there is a presumption that you had capacity. So in this case, this poor fellow committed suicide. So the opposing team, his brother and nephew, had to establish that he did have capacity.
Oh, there's a lot involved, isn't there? A lot involved. And you're right, the warning here is to, I guess, you know, see a lawyer or something about setting out your will. You know, that's the safest way.
It is indeed the safest way. You can, of course, download free wills. You know, people say to me, oh, what do I need to see a lawyer for? It's not just the will that you're getting when you go to a lawyer. There's so much more that you're getting.
Yeah.
So, for example, when you look in the judgment of this particular matter, they talked about him having superannuation. Mm. Superannuation does not automatically fall into your estate. And outside our home, superannuation is one of our largest assets. It's a very complex piece of legislation, and there are very complex steps that you have to take if you want your superannuation to fall into your estate.
Yeah.
So when you go to see a lawyer, what you're getting is legal advice about all the implications of all the different decisions that you have to make.
Yeah, so there's so many things to consider there, Christine. It's a fascinating case, that one, and will make us all think about it. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you, and thank you, listeners.
Christine Smythe, President of the Queensland Law Society. But, yeah, wasn't that fascinating, the draft text message? Very sad case, but, yeah, something to make you think about your will and just getting someone legal to look over it. It's 9 to 5. We have a storm warning for severe damaging winds, heavy rainfall and large hailstones. This is for people in parts of the Wide Bay and Burnett and South East Coast forecast districts. These severe storms are likely